The powerful organisation that rules world soccer is once again at the centre of a controversy. We're right in the middle of the World Cup that's co-hosted by the USA, Mexico and Canada. And supervising that soccer extravaganza is FIFA. And by all accounts, it was shaping up to be a cracker. But last week in the round of 32, the USA faced Bosnia and Herzegovina. They won that game, but their star striker Folarin Balogun got a red card for a foul. That red card meant he was automatically suspended for his team's next game, a clash against Belgium for a place in the quarters. And that's when things took a turn. Many people thought the red card should not have been given in the first place, and it wasn't long before the controversial decision caught the attention of the US President Donald Trump. Mr. Trump is actually quite close to FIFA's president Gianni Infantino, who famously created the FIFA Peace Prize that was awarded to the US president after he failed to win the Nobel Peace Prize. So Donald Trump just called Mr. Infantino to lobby for Balogun's suspension to be overturned.
And that wasn't a foul. That wasn't even an infraction. That was two guys running full speed that happened to crash into each other. But all I did, I asked for a review because I didn't think it was a foul.
Then FIFA announced that it had suspended Balogun's one-match ban, following a review from its supposedly independent disciplinary committee.
It's just unprecedented for a red card to be suspended from a leading player in one of the host countries. It's just unheard of.
Benita Mersiadis is a former Football Federation Australia leader who investigated FIFA corruption.
I think what this clearly does is shines a light on the governance of FIFA. Whether it's a red card or not is almost beyond, you know, that's really not the issue here. The issue is about the governance of FIFA and the fact that a powerful person in the President of the United States can call the President of FIFA and ask for a review of a decision or have a decision overturned. That just shouldn't happen.
Football officials and leagues around the globe have also condemned FIFA's decision. Even former FIFA boss Sepp Blatter, who stepped down in 2015 amid corruption allegations, has joined the criticism. But Gianni Infantino has defended the move and insists the process was completely independent. In a statement, he said,
"I read the decisions of the FIFA Disciplinary Committee when they are issued. Sometimes I am surprised by them, sometimes I agree with them, and sometimes I disagree. What I always do, however, is respect those decisions and the autonomy of the bodies that make them."
It's actually not the first time something like this has happened. During the 1962 World Cup in Chile, Brazil's star winger Garrincha was allowed to play the final, although he'd gotten a red in the semis. His red card was overturned in what was later proven to be a case of corruption. But let's go back to the round of 16 game. What happened? Well, Balogun played, didn't have a great game, and the USA lost to Belgium 4-1, meaning all three host nations are out of the competition. But that's unlikely to be the end of the story. Investigations are likely, and the moves also opened a can of worms. Other teams are now asking for their red or yellow cards to be overturned too.